Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer today, who's making it happen for me, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. One more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. And today's video is SWAC legend, NFL legend, Mr. Nate Newton, formerly right tackle and right guard for the Dallas Cowboys. When you think about Nate Newton, he kind of gets lost in the shuffle because he played during the great years of the early 90s where the Cowboys won 3 Super Bowls. But I'm going to say this about Mr. Newton. I have a problem, as a lot of people know here on 100 Yards Football, with the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of players that should be in the Hall of Fame that I'm trying to get around my head of why they're not in, such as last week I did Harold Jackson, formerly L.A. Rams, Jackson State University, why he's not in the Hall of Fame. Or Otis Taylor, that played with the Kansas City Chiefs, member of the 1970 Super Bowl champions. I think about those two players, and then when I was doing my research on Mr. Nate Newton, why is he not in the Hall of Fame? I get it, when he came in the league, he was cut by the Washington Redskins as an undrafted free agent, and he had to go over to the USFL, and play under Steve Spurrier with the Tampa Bay Bandits. But then he got another opportunity. He ended up playing with the Dallas Cowboys and became one of the greatest right guards that ever played the game. And he played on that Dallas football team, as they call them, the Great Wall of Dallas, that helped 3 players get in the Hall of Fame. One, Emmitt Smith, became the all-time leading rusher, Hall of Famer. Troy Aikman, 3-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer. Michael Irvin, one of the greatest receivers that played at a high level, Hall of Famer. And Mr. Newton played with the Cowboys from 1986 to 1998. But I'm still trying to figure out, why is he not in the Hall of Fame? Because he was a 6-time Pro Bowler, 5 straight, 3 Super Bowl rings. And think about the competition they was playing against at that time. Bruce Smith, Reggie White, Gilbert Brown, Jerome Brown. Come on, man. Playing at a high level. Brian Young, Hall of Famer with the San Francisco 49ers. And a gentleman, 6-time Pro Bowler, 5-time straight, 3-time Super Bowl champion. And we're not talking about Nate Newton, who's playing for allegedly the greatest franchise in all of football right now, and the richest at $8 billion. And Nate Newton is not in the Hall of Fame. Skill set, strength, A+. Agility, A+. Powerful, A+. Dominated, A+. Toughness, A+. Going against Reggie White. Run blocking, A+. Quick feet, A+. Pass blocker, A+. Hard to move as a right guard, A+. Hard to get around as a guard, A+. Nasty, A+, Florida A&M in the house. And a mean streak, A+, Florida A&M in the house. Willie Gallimore, Bob Hayes, Ken Riley. And this gentleman not in the Hall of Fame. One of the greatest Dallas Cowboys that ever played on the offensive line. Nate Newton was a football player. A tremendous personality, nicknamed Kitchen. And me being a Cowboys fan for almost 57 years of my life, he's one of the greatest Cowboys that ever played this game and played for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to say it one more time here on 100 Yards Football. I don't understand why he's not in the Hall of Fame. Played with the Cowboys from 1986 to 1998. Played 13 years in the NFL at 6'3", 320 pounds. 6-time Pro Bowler, 5 straight. Nate Newton, one of the best guards that ever played this game. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Cowboy Nation, you need to get off your tail and lobby for Nate Newton in the Hall of Fame. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. I'm Vincent Turner. We are 100 yards of football.